Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. So what's in store for the Pats on Sunday as they face the Arizona Cardinals, an NFC West team that they're not all that familiar with? Well, Paul Perillo has some answers for you, as he does each and every week in 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
We have one win in the book, but now it's time to turn our attention to Sunday in the home opener with the Arizona Cardinals right here at Gillette Stadium. Much like the case last week in Tennessee, I really think the offense for the opposition comes down to one guy. It was Chris Johnson last week. Patriots obviously did a great job of shutting him down. It's all about Larry Fitzgerald for the Cardinals. It's a very limited offense, but this guy is not limited at all. Bill Belichick went so far as to call him arguably the greatest receiver of all time when all is said and done. And he's that good. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say Fitzgerald is that good. He can have a huge impact. He's big, strong, fast, great hands. He does a lot of different things well. And much like last week, I think the Patriots will make sure that he will not beat them, because really, Fitzgerald is the only thing that can hurt this defense, and the Patriots won't let it happen. Now, the reason I put so much pressure on Fitzgerald with that Cardinals offense is because, really, they have a hard time doing anything else, and it all starts up front for them. Their offensive line is really in shambles, and I think this is an opportunity for the Patriots front to continue the momentum they built last week and really dominate this game. Chandler Jones is going to go up against the guy in DeAnthony Batiste, who has not started a game in the NFL since 2007 up until last week. And last week was the first time he ever played left tackle. That's an advantage the Patriots need to take advantage of, and I think Chandler Jones is going to have a big day. But overall, that defensive front needs to control this game and make sure they get pressure on Kevin Cobb, because he does not handle it well. Now, for all the criticism I put on the Arizona offense, really, this defense is pretty impressive, and I think it's going to be a good test for the Patriots' offense. I think it all starts with that front seven. I think Arizona has some pieces, especially up front. They have Darnell Dockett, Calais Campbell. Both of these guys are very athletic for 3-4 defensive linemen. They're going to cause some problems. And I also think the outside linebackers, Sam Acho and Darrell Washington. So it's going to put a lot of pressure on that Patriots offensive line, which is still coming together. That's the key. The only way the Cardinals can put a lot of pressure here on Brady is by getting in his face. Patriots offensive line needs to step it up. It was nice to get off to a good start in my predictions last week, and I'm hoping to make it 2 in a row here. I really think this is a game the Patriots should win, and win rather handily. One thing to keep in mind that I didn't mention, Patrick Peterson is as dangerous as any punt returner there is in the game. I didn't give him a point because I don't think the Patriots are going to punt all that often. I think the Cardinals' defense is pretty solid, but their offense won't give them any help at all, and I think that's the key. I think the Patriots get out early, and they come home with a 31-10 win. That's going to do it for the Cardinals, and it really gets interesting next week when the Patriots head to Baltimore.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.